Everybody ready? Sounds good? Yep. Okay, we'll get started then.
好，我们现在开始上课咯。
We'll begin by naming our sins to God the Father.
先跟我们的天父认罪。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for the freedom and the opportunity that we have now to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这个机会跟自由能够研读你的话语。
We give thanks for every spiritual resource which you've given to us in grace.
感谢你给我们的恩典让我们有各种属灵的资源。
In order that we can apply the things that we learn and glorify you.
而让我们能够应用你所教导，让我们能够荣耀你。
So we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Just recently we've been talking about how believers in the church age have the same spiritual life as was given to Jesus Christ.
我们之前呢在讲哈，在这个教会时期的所有的这个信徒啊，我们所拥有的这个属灵生命，属灵生命是跟耶稣基督所获得的属灵生命其实是一样的。
This is a very important concept which you really need to understand.
这是一个非常重要的一个概念，我们一定要彻底的理解。
Because we see that Jesus Christ, he lived the spiritual life perfectly, he was tested to the utmost, and he was pronounced by God as having passed his test. And that was confirmed, that he was pleased with Jesus Christ by raising him up from the dead.
因为耶稣基督呢，他的整个属灵的生命是已经算是一个成功的、完整的得到上帝他天父的认可，就是他是成功的测试过了，他经由耶稣基督这个完美的属灵生命，在最终让上帝很满意，所以也让耶稣基督可以上天坐在他的右手边。
And the same power that was given to Jesus Christ, the filling of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and all the divine powerThat God has His omnipotence, for example, to raise Jesus Christ up from the dead. This is the power He's given to us.
神给我们的这个能力呢，就跟耶稣基督，就当初天父给耶稣基督的这个神的能力是一样的。这能力就是包括了圣灵充满以及这个所有的上帝的话语，好，神的话语，这些能力给了耶稣基督，也同时也后来也给了我们。
And that's what we were studying last Sunday in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 19.
这就是我们上个礼拜天在讲的以弗所书的
chapter 3 verse 19.
三章十九节，就说这样的属灵生命和属灵的能力，让耶稣基督最终死里复活。那这将也会是我们也会因此而可以复活的。
Ephesians chapter 1, not verse chapter 3.
好，对不起，是以弗所书一章十九节。
So we'll have to review that for sure today because we sort of just went through that fairly quickly last Sunday. So we'll go through that again.
所以我们今天会再复习一下。
And another concept I will talk to you about now, is the hypostatic union.
另外一个我们要再去讲的另外一个重点呢是。
Hypostatic union. This is a technical term, but you can really say the union of the deity and the humanity of Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督所有的人神合体这件事情。
Okay, now I'm just going to go through this fairly quickly because if we really want to study about this, this would be another big study. But I'll give you the basic concept for you to understand about the two natures of Jesus Christ.
那这个是一个很大的题目啊，就是耶稣基督人神合一。那但是我们今天会很快的先把这个概念讲一遍，但不会讲得非常深入。
This is a doctrine or a subject that most Christians, even pastors I've found, don't really understand.
因为这个耶稣的人神合一的这个状态，人神合一的状态，其实很多基督徒都不太了解，甚至有一些牧师他们也不是很彻底的了解。
And one reason is because it's a unique status to Jesus Christ. No other person in the universe has this status.
为什么呢？为什么大家不容易了解呢？因为在整个宇宙间，就只有耶稣基督是做到人神合体，所以其他的人都不会有这样的一个状态。
You have like in the Greek mythology, and we've studied about this, how you have people that are born from the gods. Genesis chapter 6, for example, you have angels and women procreating, so you have these half-caste beings called Nephilim.
因为呢，大家可能对于这个希腊神话里面的那个，有一些人跟神，就是那个神是指的是那些堕落天使，他们一起生的孩子，就是拿佛林，就是创世纪的第六章里面所讲的拿佛林，会以为他们是人神合体吗？那也不是的。
Yeah, and in other religions, you have things about like gods becoming the universe, and especially in the Hindi religion, you know, they talk about their gods sort of become one with the universe, and then they become people and they become animals, and some really weird theologies, weird ideas.
那还有一些在某些宗教里面有那种神。好像是所谓的神一个灵啦，然后他后来变成人或变成其他动物这种状况。
But in the case of Jesus Christ, we have God, Jesus Christ in his deity. Deity means his divine nature, which has always existed as God.
而我们的耶稣基督呢，他其实是有那个神性，好，就是神格。而他这个神格并不是说一半的神格，他是百分之百的就是神。
And then in human history, about 2,000 years ago, from the Virgin Mary, we have this child, flesh and bone child with a soul being born with the humanity of this God, Jesus Christ.
而耶稣基督呢，在西元零年，就是两千，我们现在算回去的两千多年前呢，他的出生却是又是一个人的身体的这个状态。
And we see that quote in John chapter 1. If you read the first few verses of John chapter 1, it talks about the Word becoming flesh. In other words, the deity is taking on humanity.
而在约翰福音第一章里面就讲到说耶稣的基督他的神格来到然后以人的身体出生的时候他其实是神人。两个都是百分之百的，他是百分之百的神，也是百分之百的人。
Now, the deity of Jesus Christ, meaning as God, never changed during that time, and never will change because God does not change.
而耶稣基督的这个神格的神性呢，在人世间的时候，他都没有改变，他就是神。
Now, if you look at this chart here, which is sort of like an oval or a circle type thing, we see we have these two halves. You have the deity. Deity means God or attributes of God, and you have humanity.
所以这个图上的一半是写的这个是神，好，另外一半写的是人。
Okay, and in this deity here, we have what's called the 10 characteristics of God, which you should be familiar with.
而这个神的部分呢，它其实就在讲的是神的十个特质。
We're only mentioning there's four characteristics here because they're going to relate to they're emphasizing certain characteristics of God here. But actually, there's ten. Deity takes on the, has these ten characteristics.
而神格的这一部分呢，应该有十个特质，但这个图不知道为什么只画了四个。
Okay, and there was a broken line here. The broken line, this represents infinity.It's not limited. God is not limited in any of his ten attributes.
那这个上半部的球呢，它是用虚线画的。其实的意思是什么呢？就是说这些神性它是没有被限制住的，所以它是可以，它用一个虚线来表达它的那种无限性。
And if you remember in the book The Trinity, you have the Trinity Triangle. You have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.And they're all the same, we say co-equal in all of their attributes. And then you have co-eternal, which means God never had a beginning, he never has an end. And then you have co-infinite, which means God in all of his attributes is unlimited.
这个其实在谈的这个虚线的那个概念在另外一张图上面、哦、就可以表达很清楚就是天父圣子 和圣灵三位一体的这个都共同的分享了三个很重要的特性。这三个特性第一个就是呢，他们都一样是同样地位的，就是左边的 co-equal， 然后右边那一边呢都是永恒的，然后下面呢说的是都是无限的，就是这三位一体的都有这样的共同的特性。那中间有一个十呢，就是他也有十个同样的性格。
See these 10 attributes. Remember, we had that the memory device. Do you remember the memory device? The liter of juice. It's what we teach in prep school when we're teaching the teenagers about the character of God. You can use this as your memory device, liter of juice.
就是说我们要记得这个神的十个性特性呢，性格啊，就要用这个 liter of juice 这个词，就会帮助我们记得那十样东西。
These are all attributes which we can take out of Scripture, and we can say God is love.
所以这就是我们可以从圣经里面可以找到的神的十个特性，这三位一体的神都有的。第一个 L 呢，就是爱。
God is immutable; He doesn't change.
第二个字呢是不改变的。
God is truth.
第三个是真理。
He is righteous.
他是正义。
He is eternal.
他是永恒的。
Just or has perfect justice.
他是公正的。
Omniscient, he knows everything.
他是全知的。
Omnipotent, he has power to do everything he wants.
全能的。
And then omnipresent, he is everywhere.
他是就无所不在的。
And then S is sovereign, which means he's the highest. There's no being higher or more powerful than God.
他是最高的，最高权位的。
And all of these 10 attributes are infinite. His love is infinite. He never stops loving, for example.
而这十个刚刚讲的特性呢，它都是永远的，永恒的。像这三个讲的就是一样的，永恒的，无限的。
His righteousness is infinite, you know, because he is never going to sin. That's what righteousness is, without sin.
这个所谓，比如说以公义来讲，它也是没有限制的公义。
And we can say his righteousness is eternal. He's never going to stop being righteous.
然后他的公义也是永恒的，他绝对不会有一天突然不公义。
Remember, he gives you that same righteousness when you believe in Jesus Christ. So you have this eternal and infinite righteousness of God.
相信耶稣基督的时候，我们就被授予了这样子的一个无限的公义。
And you can make these statements about every one of these 10 characteristics.
所以这十个字母就是十个不同的，就是神的十个特质。那这些特质呢，都是一样多，然后永远不变不灭，而且无限的。
Okay, and so here we're talking about the deity of Jesus Christ.
那我们现在这些就是所谓的这耶稣基督的神性。
So, you know, we have four of these example characteristics here, but again, there could be ten, there should be ten.
好，所以上面虚线所画的这四个就是应该是按照我们刚刚讲的有十个。
Okay, now on the other side of the hypostatic union, we have the humanity of Jesus Christ when he became flesh.
好，那另外我们在谈这个耶稣基督的人格的部分。
Okay, so we have the virgin birth, and that begins it all.
第一个呢，就是virgin birth, 就是耶稣是经由童贞女的生出来。
Yeah, remember 23 of the chromosomes for the, they call them blastocysts, the first beginnings of the fetus. You have the chromosomes coming together, 23 from, usually from the man, 23 usually from the woman. In this case, just 23 from the woman, 23 from the Holy Spirit.
就是耶稣他的诞生当时呢是23个染色体是来自玛利亚，另外23个染色体是来自于圣灵。
And that's why Jesus Christ was born without the sin nature.
所以呢，耶稣基督的出生是没有任何的罪性的。
Okay, and Jesus Christ, also in the humanity, we have this prototype spiritual life. So this is part of his humanity, not his deity.
而他呢，耶稣基督呢，也有这个，在他的人性那边呢，他就已经成为，就是承担了一个所谓 属灵生命的一个原型，这是属于他人格的这一块，不是神格的。
In his humanity, he had to face tests and temptations.
所以当耶稣基督他是这个人的这个的做人的时候呢，他也必须要面对所有的诱惑。
There's a verse in scripture that says you cannot test God.
你不可以去测试神。
See, that's what Satan tried to get Jesus to do when he said, he took him up to a very high place and said, you know, throw yourself off the cliff.
就是对于神来讲是不可试探的。
You can never make God sin in deity. See, deity will, cannot sin because he's perfectly righteous.
以神来讲，他有神性的那一面是永远不可能犯罪的。
That's why when people might, they do a sin, they say, oh, I made God angry. Well, anger is a sin. So just by saying you made God angry, you're blaspheming. God doesn't get angry. Yeah, it's a sin. Anger is a sin. And some people say, I made God angry today because I did a sin and then, you know, I'm going to have to suffer some punishment.
就有时候我们会讲说，哎呀，我今天做坏事了，我一定让神很生气。但实际上神是不会生气的，因为生气就是一个罪，而神是不会犯罪的。
Now remember, we've studied passages in scripture where it says God was angry, but we understand that those are called anthropopathisms. God was not really angry, but it's the language God uses to show us that we did something outside of His will.
像我们在这个圣经里面，有时候会说看到神生气的这种描述，但其实那是圣经在被撰写的时候用拟人化的方式去表达。好，但实际上神他的真实的状态，他是永远不会生气的。
Other passages have God regretted making a decision. Well, regret is a human emotion. And omniscience, you never make a bad decision. So God is never going to make a bad decision. So why is he going to regret anything? Because he never did anything wrong.
而有的时候我们会在圣经里看到说，哦，神很后悔，怎么样怎么样。神其实也不会后悔，因为他是全知的，他怎么可能会做任何会后悔的事呢？这其实也是拟人化的说法。
Now, in his humanity, Jesus Christ could have sinned, but did not. See, Satan was testing Jesus Christ. His humanity, like we have our free will, the humanity of Jesus Christ could have sinned, but never sinned.
好，所以这边的重点是在讲什么？是说耶稣基督以他作为人的这个部分，他是有可能会犯罪的。哦，作为神的那一块，他是永远不会犯罪，但他是因为他生而为人，他就有机会犯罪，他有机会受到诱惑，有机会有犯罪，结果他都没有犯罪。
Some people just think Jesus Christ and his humanity could never sin because it was like he's God and he was locked in. It's almost like if he's some kind of robot who'd been programmed not to do any sin. That's what some people think.
有一些人以为说，哎，耶稣基督他既然是有神格的那一块，所以他是不是就是一个被 program 好、被程式都写好的一个绝对不会犯罪的人呢？
The reason Jesus did not sin was because he had this intense love for God.
但实际上，耶稣之所以不犯罪，是因为他有对天父非常非常热切的爱。
And he, from a young age, we've seen already that he had to learn the scriptures and his spiritual life had to mature through a process, just as we have to.
而其实是耶稣基督他对神的爱以及他从小认真的学习神的话语，然后他才能够在他属灵生命里面长得成熟，而让他做所有的对的决定而不犯罪。
Because ultimately Jesus Christ had to go to the cross.And as I pointed out the other day, if he was 12 years old or 20 years old when he went to the cross, he would have failed his test. Because even though he'd never sinned, he just wasn't mature enough to maintain perfection under that great amount of testing.
而我们之前也讲到，就是说耶稣基督呢，他如果在12岁或20岁就得要上十字架的话，他是不够成熟到可以保持他的完美状态都不犯罪的。因为他也就是到了他33岁的那时候，他的整个属灵的生命才真正成熟到可以让他有能力上了十字架，忍受这么多的痛苦跟所有人类的罪孽，却没有犯罪。
And like we noted in Luke chapter 2 verse 40 and verse 52, Jesus Christ grew physically, but he also grew in the spirit and he grew in wisdom.
在路加福音的二章四十节跟五十五节里面就有提到他的成长包括他的身体身材的成长。
But at the same time, we see that he's also growing in the spirit and growing with wisdom.
就是他讲他不只是身体长大他的属灵的能力跟他的属灵的智慧等等都全部一起长大让他得以能够承担所有的这些试炼。
And we see that, remember in the Greek, it was an imperfect tense, which showed it was a process in action, even though it's completed now, of course. But the writer, Luke, was writing from the point of view that this was a process.
我们之前有讲到就是说他在讲说他的成熟长成其实耶稣基督整个长成他在希腊文里面用的是一个进行式让我们理解说其实他是一直不断的在成长成熟。
See, the deity of God never changes. He has infinite knowledge, infinite wisdom, infinite grace, for example. And that never changes. So we see a clear difference between the deity and the humanity of Jesus Christ.
而耶稣他的神性的这一面呢他一直是保持永恒的智慧永恒的知识
wisdom,
智慧跟恩典。所以在这些在他的神性这一边其实他的那一块是不需要成长的就是一直是保持一样的。
And remember, the spiritual life that Jesus Christ was developing is the same spiritual life that we have. We are expected to develop in the same way.
而耶稣的人格的这一块呢他的所有的这个成长其实都被期待我们也要跟他一样。
And when we have a look back at this diagram under humanity, we have the word miracles as well.
然后另外一个在他人格的这一块呢有一个所谓的奇迹。
Yeah, now, Jesus Christ is not unique in performing miracles. You know, we see many other cases in history in the Bible and outside of the Bible of people performing miracles.
耶稣他所创造的神迹呢其实倒不是他唯一的一件事因为其实在很多其他的宗教里面也会看到听到一些其他的人也会创造神迹。Yeah.
And actually, the humanity of Jesus Christ cannot perform miracles. He needs the power of God to do that.
其实在耶稣的人格的这一面他作为人他其实是没有办法施展神迹的他其实是依靠天父给他的能力。Yeah.
But remember the principle that Jesus Christ never used miracles to solve his personal problems.
在圣经里我们会看到耶稣基督从来没有用神迹来解决他个人的问题。
You might say, well, why was Jesus performing miracles?
那什么时候耶稣基督才会施展神迹呢?
He was pointing the way, or showing to people, because this was prophesied in the Old Testament, that he was the Messiah. It was like a confirmation that this is the Messiah. He's doing these things.
所以耶稣是当他想要让人知道他是弥赛亚的时候,他才去施展神迹。
Yeah, and also it was drawing attention to his ministry as well. You know, when people said, oh, you know, the guy next door, he'd been blind since birth, and then he was with this Jesus of Nazareth, and now he can see.
还有呢,耶稣是在服侍的时候,他才会施展神迹。他要让大家看到说,诶,这个,比如说这个瞎子,本来是一辈子都是从出生就是瞎子的,他却因为耶稣的一个服侍让他可以看到了,那大家这个才理解到这个就是这个神迹是 要为了服侍他才会施展。
Everybody's talking about it, of course. So next time Jesus Christ is speaking at the synagogue or at the temple, now people are interested in going along and hearing about who this man is. Maybe he is the Messiah.
然后因此呢大家就会口耳相传来听耶稣讲道因为大家就知道说哎，这个人真的有可能是弥赛亚。
Now, another thing that we see in the humanity of Jesus Christ, we have deaths, and it's actually death with an S on the end, so this shows us plural.
那另外一个耶稣在作为人的时候呢他也经历了死亡而且这死亡是一个复数因为他不只死了一次。
Now, we see this is separate from the deity of God. God cannot die, but the humanity does die, of course, and Jesus Christ experienced two kinds of death.
对于神格的那一面耶稣是不会死的但人格这面会死而且他经历两种不同的死。
Okay, remember the first death is the spiritual death, which means separation from God.
第一个死呢就是所谓的灵属灵的死亡。这个属灵的死亡就是要 让耶稣基督与神隔离的那一刹那。
Yeah, because when all of the sins of the world were put on Jesus Christ, then Jesus Christ had no fellowship with God the Father. It was the first and only time in his life where he was separated from God the Father.
记得当耶稣在十字架上的时候，有那三小时，所有人类过去、现在、未来的所有的罪都被放在他身上，所以他必须与天父隔离。然后在这个之前，他从来没有发生过跟与天父隔离的状态。
I think it's in Luke 23, maybe, where Jesus Christ is screaming. He says, "Father, Father, why have you forsaken me?"
这就是在路加福音二十三章的时候，他对着天喊说：“父亲，父亲，你为什么要离开我？”
Jesus knew why, but he was making that statement to show us that there was a separation.
其实耶稣基督知道为什么天父要离开，但他只是还是当然会很觉得非常恐惧的这样喊出来。有这样子的记录，我们才真的知道那时候天父是与他相隔离的。
Yeah, at that time, remember the big black cloud, a supernatural cloud of darkness around Jesus Christ, and then all of the sins of the world imputed, put upon Jesus Christ.
在那个时候，就整个天黑地暗，那个所有的云都聚集了，然后呢，所有的罪呢，就在那时候全部都被放在耶稣基督的身上。
It says in 2 Corinthians, I think it says that Jesus Christ was made sin on our behalf. He became sin. So you have to translate that probably. He was sin during those 3 hours.
所以在那三小时呢，耶稣基督就是在罪之中，因为我们所有的罪都在他身上。
And God, because he's perfect, God is perfectly righteous and perfect just. He can have nothing to do with sin. So that means there has to be a separation. That's spiritual death.
而神却是不能与罪有任何关联的，所以在当耶稣基督承担所有的罪的那个时候，他必须是神与他必须是隔离的。
Just as when Adam in the garden, when he first took of the fruit and he ate of the fruit, he died spiritually. The Bible says clearly he died a spiritual death at that time.
这个就跟当初在伊甸园亚当吃了那个果子的时候呢，他其实在他的属灵的生命就死了。所以这个在创世纪有很清楚的记载，当时亚当是属灵的死就发生了。
And in Romans chapter 5, it says, In Adam we have all died. We all died because we're in Adam. That's Adam's original sin.
这就是亚当的这个原罪，因为亚当的那个吃了那个果子的罪，使我们所有人都在属灵上是死的。所以我们出生的时候，我们的属灵是死的。
When you're born into the world, you're born physically alive, but spiritually dead.
当我们真正出生的时候，我们的生命好像是出生了，但是我们的灵属灵是死的。
Again, the sin keeps us separated from God.
也因为这个罪，让我们从一开始就是与神隔离的。
Just like when Jesus Christ was on the cross, separation from God the Father, he was spiritually dead.
就像耶稣基督在十字架上，他承担了罪，所以他的罪使他与他的天父是隔离的。
You have to be a little bit careful here, though, because even though he was separated from God the Father, and we can call that spiritual death, but he still had the filling of the Holy Spirit. Okay, because we know that because he didn't sin. But as far as God the Father was concerned, there was a separation. That's why he was saying, "Father, why have you forsaken me?" So the separation from God the Father, but he had the filling of the Holy Spirit. Because the filling of the Holy Spirit is related to the soul. So he's got this fellowship with God.
No, but the Holy Spirit won't be with sin, neither, I thought.
No, but God the Father is the one punishing him. So God the Father is almost, he's been separated from Jesus Christ. I can have nothing to do with you now. Sins of the world on Jesus Christ. And he's punishing those sins on his body.But the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Holy Spirit is related to the soul. Jesus needed the filling of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is in the soul. And God is not punished. The sin doesn't enter into the soul. The sin is clearly on the body. So Jesus Christ had the filling of the Holy Spirit. He didn't sin, so he didn't lose the filling.
Tim 的意思是说呢，耶稣基督在十字架上承担人类的罪是在他的身体上，但他的魂呢，其实还是圣灵充满的。
Now you have to remember that when we say Jesus Christ was spiritually separated from God the Father, there's no fellowship. When I say fellowship with God the Father, it's like a son, he's been punished by his father. if he's done some sin, you know, there's no sort of talking or anything like that between the Son and the Father. It's punishment only. And the punishment is directed to the body.
也就是说耶稣呢，因为神要处罚他的罪，所以那个罪，那个处罚其实是在耶稣的身上。
And because it says in the verse, the sins were imputed, depending on the translation, you say, into Jesus' body. That's Peter chapter 3, verse 18. You need to understand that Jesus Christ had two deaths. See, one is, we call it a spiritual death, and then the other is the physical death.
反正就是耶稣基督他有两个死，一个是他属灵的死，一个是他真正身体的死。
And that comes out in Romans chapter 3.Verse 9, we see Jesus Christ, when he was resurrected, he came out of two deaths. It says plural. He was raised from the deaths.
所以罗马书四章九节里面就讲说，耶稣基督是在两个死，就是属灵的死跟身体的死之后呢，才复活。
Just like us, we have two deaths as well. We're born in spiritual death. And as believers, we still die physically. So we have two deaths, just as Christ had two deaths. When we're born,We're born physically alive, and we're born spiritually dead. And then we're born again in Jesus Christ. So we have the second birth, and then we die physically, so we have a second death. We have two births and two deaths.
我们人类呢，像我们出生的时候呢，我们生的时候是有一个身体的生，但是却是属灵的死。因为我们的属灵死是从亚当就已经死了。等到我们相信耶稣基督的时候呢，我们就得到了一个属灵的复活。那等到我们真正人要真正生命结束死的那个时候呢，我们的身体又死，但我们那时候的属灵生命还是存在的。
But once you're born spiritually, that is your eternal life.
因为当我们信耶稣基督的时候，那属灵的生命给了我们的那个时候，这个生命是会永远。是永恒的，他就不会再死了。所以我们后来再有的死是一个身体的死。
Okay, so again, as believers, we have two births and two deaths.
Two births, but one death.
Two deaths, because you're born spiritually dead. When you're born into the world, you're born spiritually dead. That's your death.
Okay.
So you're actually born dead.
当我们出生的时候有一个属灵的死，后来我们生命终结的时候有一个身体的死，所以我们也有两个死。
Okay, anyway, time for a break.
好。